We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, congratulations, University of Miami. FAU, both going to the Sweet 16. Nice little story up there in Boca where, can't believe it, man. Didn't know they were going to be that good. Won a lot of games in a regular season and continue to win. So, real nice story there for FAU and University of Miami. Also moving on. Nice 16-point win for them last night as they'll move on and get ready to play number one Houston coming up. FAU will play Tennessee. We have a lot of other stories last night also. The Heat got a nice win against a really bad Detroit team, by the way. Doesn't matter. You got it, and you're supposed to beat those teams, so it was good. And then we had the World Baseball Classic, which was honestly the energy. If you haven't seen it or been to one, it's been like this, especially with the combination of Cuba, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, United States. It's been, listen, it's just not normal. It's not normal baseball atmosphere. It's great. It's been fantastic. Fun to watch. A lot of booing, screaming every pitch. And last night, United States, even though they feel like they've been playing on the road since they've been here, 14-2 win against Cuba last night. I know there's a lot of other stories going on that we'll hear about today on the news here locally about the Cuban baseball team playing here and a lot of people upset. The protest, three protesters on the field last night, a lot of cheering going on for them and everything else. And, of course, the other stories in Miami Open. Carlos Alcaraz is going to be here, and he won the tournament. He won Indian Wells, 6-3, 6-2. Beat Medvedev, and who's also one of the top players in the world. And hopefully they're both helpful. They're both healthy, and we'll be down here in a few days to play in the Miami Open. We need them. Listen, I agree with everybody is saying. I miss the billboards, and those were great days at Key Biscayne that we haven't been able to quite get here. Not because, first of all, Nadal, I don't know how much more hard court Nadal is going to be able to play on. Wimbledon and the clay is his thing. I just don't know how much he's going to try. I'm sure he'll be at the U.S. Open, but he just can't play a lot with his knees. Can't play a lot. Djokovic should be good to go in May. I guess our country's going to lift the ban on people that haven't had the shots. And Federer's done. He retired. So that's kind of, and Andy Murray's not the same Andy Murray with the hip. Even though it's a nice story that he's been able to play with that hip, it gives everybody that's had the hip surgery. It's amazing what he's been able to do. But not having those guys at their tops where they dominated this sport forever. And we kind of been waiting for somebody to really step in there. And not for a week or two or for 5 or 6 weeks. And we just haven't had it. We haven't had anybody really take over. And so hopefully one of these guys, including one of the two guys that won yesterday and played in the finals of Indian Wells, will be able to do that. And by the way, honestly, I don't know if it's good or bad for the sport, but golf's going through it. Tiger is still clearly the most popular guy on the tour, even though he can't play that much because of the car accident, his leg. So he hasn't played that much. And the other guys, and it's nothing against any of them, Rahm and the rest of those guys and Rory, they just don't have the appeal of Tiger.
No, golf's going through a big problem, too. This whole live thing is not great for the PGA Tour's business. And did you see the ratings, by the way, for live?
No.
Over the weekend? They actually went down, which is, like, stunning. They had a 0.14 overnight from 33 markets on Saturday.
You know when I'm going to watch?
They played in Tucson over the weekend.
Yeah. Let me tell you when I'm going to watch the golf. I'm going to watch all the majors because the live guys, they got it approved. Can play in all the majors, the top live players, the guys that have won majors, the ranking, the highest. So there's going to be a handful of live players that play in Augusta and play in the Masters and play in the rest of them. I think it's going to be great because there is so much bad blood. Sergio Garcia now going after Freddie Couples, who went after Phil Mickelson. So now they're all trying to defend each other. There's no bigger bitch in Sergio Garcia on the tour than Sergio. He should seriously.
The guy that's suing everyone, certainly give him a run.
No, he's in there too. Patrick Reed. Too. Yeah, he's.
So, did you see the video that Liv put out over the weekend? They had a party. I guess they have a welcome party for their tournaments. Did you see that video?
That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen with all their star players kind of standing there.
That looked miserable.
There.
The best part is they put it on Twitter, so everyone starts to break it down, and people are doing screenshots of the booze they were serving there. Did you see some of that stuff?
No.
It was bottom shelf, like you wouldn't drink at a frat party booze. Like it was.
Calm down now.
It was gross. Like they had a $10 bottle of Walmart tequila. And they're showing it like proudly. I guess I don't know. Maybe they're running out of money, man. But
when was the last time? It's funny you said that. When was the last time you went to a frat party?
When I was in school. What kind of a stupid question is that?
No, because I went to a frat party a few years ago. Like 3 years ago, I went to
you went to a fraternity party.
Yeah, four years ago,
would have still had you in your 60s. Okay.
So I went.
Was it family weekend or something?
No. So I'll tell you what it was. So it's funny. Ira's son, Jake Winderman. Invited, hey, come over and see the fraternity. So I went to fraternity.
Okay.
So Jake's going, I'll be with you guys in a second. And I'm sitting there with Ira and his wife and the four of us, and I'm there with my wife, and we're watching. I'm cracking up because these guys were – there was a football game that was going to be played later on, right? So it was before the football game, the warm-ups at the fraternity houses.
Oh, so it was like a tailgate party.
But inside the fraternity houses, and they were, what do you call it, shooting beers on the big...
It's a like a funnel?
Yeah.
A hose or whatever?
And Jake goes, hey, man, I'll be right with you. And his mom and dad are watching, and he shoots one or two.
Yeah.
And I was like, I freaking love this kid. This kid's my... Jake Winderman is like...
It's unusual to have the parents around like that.
He didn't care.
Yeah, it's strange.
Then they were making sure we had beers. It was just, I really had fun, so I just wanted to tell you that.
I assume Ira was wearing matching shirts, right?
Why you got to take a shot at Ira? Ira's not bothering anybody.
That's true. He's good. He's good people. How did we get on this? We went from the golf the golf party. The golf party with the bottom shelf booze.
Whatever, man. You like to take shots at the live.
It's kind of embarrassing, though. I'm guessing they didn't think it would be this bad.
It's not bad for bottom line.
It's not bad for bottom. Nobody is watching.
Woody, that's
so
not
they,
bottom
they
line.
Put, so the CW.
You try to rip it every day. The money's still coming in. The checks are clearing for those guys.
That's fine.
That's
I'm
all
glad
they care
those
about.
Guys sold out for the money. I'm sure that's all they care about. I get that. You wouldn't go and do this stuff with a Saudi organization for anything other than money. I completely get that. So they have on the CW. They have World's Funniest Animals. Which, not to knock that, it's actually a good program. I don't know if you've seen it before. But that outdrew LIV Golf with a 0.6 rating at 9:30 at night.
Okay.
LIV got a 0.14 on the same channel.
So you bring up every week how bad their ratings are. They don't care. Phil doesn't care.
But at some point, the people who are putting this thing on must care. I mean,
guy that signs your hat doesn't care.
You can't do all this sport washing if no one's watching the events.
You say whatever you want.
Defeats the purpose.
Those guys got paid up front. They got big purse money, limited players playing, and team money. So you can literally win $4 million every week if you win the tournament, and if your team, you share another $4 million between your guys on your team. I think there's four to a team. So they're making team money, and also everybody cashes a check.
They can't
everybody.
Even trademark their name because they stole it from the club here.
It's not affecting anything. I mean, you
someone
say,
posted a screenshot of the ticket prices. It was $3 to get in to their event over the weekend.
Look at man. I think
I understand you don't think the golfers care. And they may not. And they probably don't.
I think the PGA.
At some point though, you're spending all this money and you're not getting any kind of return on it.
Does it look like they're close to folding?
I have no idea. I'm sure they have plenty of that money to
go
around.
Keep
but
fighting. There's
fighting
a battle.
What, Joe? Clearly people are not interested in this product.
They are trying to get approved so that they can join and play on PGA events. That's what these players want to do. But I got to tell you, there's so much bad blood, it is going to make for some great golf at Augusta with all these guys taking shots at each other, including the Champions Dinner that's going to take place at Augusta for all the people that have won. Freddie Couples, who won. Taking shots at Phil Mickelson. What do you call him, a nutbag?
Yeah, you like that one.
Love nutbag. I can't remember. You friggin' stop being a nutbag.
Huh.
Anyway.
Someone said they tried to watch it this weekend. It was a bleep-ass product. I'll be honest. I haven't watched a minute of it.
I haven't either. I have not seen any of it. I watch some of the other tournament when it's some of the tournaments that I like and know it. But I'll tell you one thing, they're going to be back for the Masters. Some of those guys are going to be able to play. All those guys that have won, I don't know if it's ranking or just guys that have won in the past there, but they've got a few guys that have won at the Masters that will be playing.
Unrelated, but this guy from the 305 says, did you catch Lars's interview from the weekend?
Oh, my God, I did. I'm trying not to talk about it. She's a dumbass. She says, so she's all in on, is it Marcus? Marcus Jordan?
Marcus Jordan, yeah.
And so she goes on her show, says she was having sex with Scotty four times a day for 25 years. God bless Scotty.
That's not accurate. That's like Charles Barkley talking about showering in his uniform. Right? I mean, come on, man. No one's doing that.
But why would you do that when you date somebody else? Like, what are you doing, man? When did you turn into a female ass clown?
She's a bit of a creepo, man. She really is. The whole Jordan thing is just gross. If you take a step back and really think about it, it's gross. I had no problem with dating a younger guy. Like, whatever. God bless him, but this is really weird.
It's
like the ultimate revenge thing. Like, why would you do this?
No. There are no rules in her. Like, no, whatever.
No, I know. I can tell.
Sorry I told my kids, get over it. I'm sorry you got to play with the guy I banged. I mean, come on. Who does this stuff? My kids are fine. I asked them.
That's a whole nother thing. That's the Lakers thing.
I just, like, what's wrong with her?
I think a lot, to be honest.
She's saying, yeah, he's got a lot to live up to. Because I got to tell you, the man that played with Michael, he got after her pretty good. 4 times, 7 days a week. We never took a day off. Who does that? God bless him, though, if he was doing it 4 times a day. Good God. All right, right now, we got to go to break here. I was hoping somebody wouldn't bring that up. I read that, and I was like, I'm not.
Oh, it was getting brought up today. We didn't have
headlines
today because of Coach L.
I'm not saying – I wasn't going to say a word about that. I was not even going to bring up Larsa.
You listen to her pod? Is that what it is, a podcast?
No, I saw the comments. Everybody was talking about what she said.
Is it a podcast? I assume she has a podcast.
I don't know what
she has. Everyone has a podcast. I assume she does. You don't listen to it?
Me? Don't listen to anybody's
podcast. One of these days, I'm going to take your phone and I'm going to see like the Larsa Pippen podcast.
I think you probably pretty know you have anything to worry about.
Because you can't figure out how to get it.
I don't know how to get it, right? Okay. You take whatever shot you want, Jerky. It doesn't matter. Hey, right now, I want to tell you all about Nasaria Health for just a second, because I want you to have Nasaria Health. Not that you're ever going to be Scottie Pippen, but I will tell you, Dr. Alex Alonzo at Nasaria Health can put you on a proven hormone replacement therapy program that he put me on to get your energy back, your sex drive back, and also help you lose some weight and get you back where you want to be. Hey, I don't know about you, but I want to get more out of the fourth quarter of life, and apparently Larsa Pippen does too. But I want to just let you know that when it comes to Nasaria Health, boy, I'll tell you what, it's so easy. The results are so good with the programs they put you on. And Dr. Alex Alonzo, who's a medical doctor, overseeing the whole thing, and you never have to leave your house. Whether you're in Palm Beach right now, you're in Broward or any part of Dade County, you're going, I really don't want to go to their office. That's fine. I'd recommend you go to the office, but if you don't want to, get the blood work done at your home, set up a Zoom call, talk to Dr. Alex Alonzo about your goals and what you want to get accomplished, and he will do it a safe way that will give you unbelievable results. That's what he's all about. Raising your sexual awareness, your drive, losing weight, whatever your program is to get the most out of the fourth quarter of life, Nasaria Health can do it for you. 786-305-6337. I give the number out, but I know a lot of people don't pay attention. 786-305-6337, but go to mynuceria.com. That's MYNUCERIA.com and learn more and tell them Joe sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Larsa Pippen confirms she was, Larsa Pippen used to have sex 4 times a night with ex-husband Scottie Pippen. Who goes on some show and does that?
Like, what kind of human person could pull something like that off?
God bless him if it's true.
That's not true. What was more far-fetched, the Barkley thing or this?
I don't know. We got a guy out there that's going 4 times a day. God bless you.
Can I play the Barkley thing again?
That's a different level. Yeah, give me a little Charles Barkley if people missed it. As Kenny and Charles Barkley are now doing some college basketball.
I mean, it's so much stuff that goes into this. And shout out to all the trainers also. Yeah. To have all, and the guys who do all the uniforms, to get these uniforms cleaned up and everything. Cause, I mean, I'm so old. We used to take a shower in our uniforms because, you know, because we flew commercial my first few years.
Wait, time out. There's no era where you did.
Yes, it is.
Stop, you're making this up.
No, I'm not.
There's no way that you were supposed to wash your uniform with it on. You're making this up.
I'm not making this up.
Let him finish.
No, I've never heard. No. No one in the right mind has ever done that.
Let him finish,
Kenny.
Please do.
And soap. They give you soap.
Let him finish, Kenny.
When I first got to the NBA, we flew commercial.
Yes,
I'm not disagreeing with that.
So when you played the night before and flew the next morning, when was you exactly going to get your uniform clean? You had to wash your uniform yourself. So after the game, when you got to your room, you took a shower in your uniform and dried it and dropped on the commercial airline the next morning.
Were you with Jed Clampett?
No, that's
why you had to let him finish.
Come on. Have you ever heard of this in your life, Clark?
Well, how are y'all cleaning y'all uniform? Y'all playing in fucking uniforms?
No, somebody.
Washing a dryer or someone else.
When you're flying the next morning.
You can clean your uniform without showering in it.
Well,
that is possible.
After,
you can actually clean it without showering in it.
In it. You don't have to have it on.
No,
but it's easier to do it that way. It is easier to do it that way.
It's easier to do it that way is a tremendous, tremendous line there.
He's dead serious the whole time. Like, he's really trying to sell that.
That just shows you how, like, the generic stuff that he's been saying on that show, like, he's they need to make shots to win the game. He starts talking about thanking the equipment managers and stuff. Boy, they do such a great job.
Do a great job. Matter of fact, I mean, when I played, and now he had to know those two guys are doing a show with him. We're going to have a good laugh after that stuff. That is unbelievable. That was some of their best stuff, man. That was. And Charles being dead serious. Even when Charles Barkley is dead serious, it's entertaining. Whatever he does. He wasn't joking about that. That wasn't. Can you imagine an NBA player washing their own their uniform in the morning, putting some soap on it and scrubbing it with shampoo and stuff? And I don't know. Last time I checked, they have equipment people that travel with the team that wash the uniforms and do it real quickly. Yeah, it's not a problem before they jump on the airplane. Oh, man, just great, great entertainment there. Hey, by the way, we do have some other stuff to get to here this morning. And all right, so are you going to watch tonight Mexico and Japan? Are you all right to watch that tonight a little bit, or you're not interested?
You're asking me or the audience? I probably won't watch a ton, to be honest.
I'm not trying to push baseball on anybody. If you don't like baseball, you don't like baseball. I'm going to do a little bit of it, but you don't have to like it.
It was a very busy sports weekend. All right, there's a lot of sports this weekend, so I don't know. We'll see what's on there tonight. But
a lot of people still ripping the World Baseball. Oh, it's a made-up event. Listen, it's everybody that plays baseball gets a chance, and all the places like Japan where they have their own major professional baseball league and they have some of their best players, Otani being one, playing in Major League Baseball. Japanese players have had some success. If they ever got all the Cuban players to play, they wouldn't lose 14-2, I can tell you that, if they were to get the rest of the great players in Major League Baseball that refused to play in this thing or weren't allowed to because – left on bad terms with the government, which has happened as well. But, so anyway, tonight Mexico and Japan, and then the winner will play the United States. And that will be it. And, of course, congratulations to Miami Hurricanes basketball team. Man, Coach L's a hell of a coach, man. He does a great job with his group to get that kind of win. By 16 points in the second round with the ACC is wiped out. There's no ACC. Duke and Pitt went down yesterday, too. They're done. So Miami is it for college basketball in the ACC. So we'll see how next round goes as they get set, and we'll see how they're able to play in this next round against Houston for sure. We also have a lot of texts coming in, 305-567-0560. We have pickleball. We want to let you know we'll be doing that every day this week for your chance to win tickets and go to the party. Get you to the party with John McEnroe and all his buddies there. Actually, really good American players will all be there. We need another American to be number one. You know how much money American ever became number one in tennis could make if we ever had another one? The amount of money.
A few hundred grand.
Yeah. It's good. You're good. What do you got coming in?
I didn't mean it. All right. I'm sorry.
Were you serious?
Do you want me to read? I got to read this one. Been listening for over an hour. Did I miss you guys talking about the best story in town, which is the Miami Hurricanes, their coach Jim Larrañaga? It's a shame they get more talk when they loses 1-0. Compared to making back-to-back sweet 16s.
That wasn't needed. You knew what he meant.
The guy's being a douche, so I'm reading
that's
it.
That's all right.
Reading it exactly the way. Shame on you guys, he ends it with. Paul from Carroll City. Coach Larrañaga is going to join the show in 7 minutes, Paul. Relax. Well,
just say that. You don't have to go through the whole thing.
Jeez, man.
By the way, the best story by far is Norchad Omier coming back. And I thought for sure he was going to be out. I thought he'd give it a shot. And they'd sit him down and be hugging him and say, hey, man, thanks, but don't worry. Has a double-double and then comes back with 17 rebounds last night. And Coach Larrañaga, who will join us, is going to talk about him and what he means to this team. But nice story and a nice bounce back for a couple of players that didn't play that great in the first game. Isaiah Wong and Jordan Miller also played really, really well. Really nice stories there. And got to say congratulations, man. Nobody talks about what's going on up at Boca. Boca. The FAU. Yeah, moving on to Sweet 16.
Fortunate draw there, by the way, to play Fairleigh Dickinson, but.
You're a dumbass. That's a dumbass.
What?
No, you're a dumbass for saying that. Why are you so worried and get so upset about FAU?
I'm not upset at
no,
all
you
about
do.
It.
No, you do.
It's
like,
a nice
oh,
story.
So...
I put him in the update this morning. It's a nice story. They play in our town somewhat.
You're a real miserable young guy. You really are a miserable human being.
305 says, Woody, what about Max going from 15 to second in the F1 race? Great race yesterday. Watched the entire thing. It was fantastic. I got screwed. My Formula One fantasy team got screwed because Lance Stroll, the second Aston Martin, he had a transmission issue and was out of the race.
Well, good. Your race is coming up here pretty soon, Wood. Be able to.
I'm very excited.
No,
man.
I know you are. It's great.
I know you don't like it. It's like you talking about tennis, man.
No, I said, man, like there's a sport for everyone, man. There's a sport for everybody to like.
Well, most people think, you know, really fast cars more exciting than slow tennis, but you know, it's okay. Whatever you like, you
so
like.
So tennis is slow to you?
No, you know I like tennis, so I'm just trying to break your balls a little this morning. Big fan of the show, but tennis, golf, MJ's son, really. He didn't like the tennis talk, Joe.
Okay. It's incredible that I have so many program directors now to tell me what to do today.
Why don't you bounce this off your guy after the show, see what he thinks.
My guy doesn't have any idea what we're doing. Our guy doesn't have any idea what we did today. Not one idea.
That's not true.
Does he have a radio? He didn't have a TV. He's got a radio at the house? Go ahead.
Let's see here. This guy says dirtbag. I think he was talking about nutbag is up there with dingleberry.
Yeah, dingleberry's a common one.
Isn't that the thing in the back of your throat?
Dirtbag is, yeah, guys use dirtbag a lot. Man, you're a real dirt. You do something kind of nasty. Go, God, you're a dirtbag, bro. You didn't touch her, right? God, you're a dirtbag. No, you're. Yeah, no question about that. Well, listen. It may not be for everybody in this town, but I do want to say this, man. We got something for everybody. Whatever your flavor is, college basketball, NBA, the NHL, the Miami Open, and World Baseball Classic. Not a bad way to go. I got to tell you, man, with this World Baseball Classic and ESPN still showing highlights of spring baseball games, there's only one. I just think it's great. I love the World Baseball Classic. What a great event they came up with. And been fun. Fun to watch, man. Fun to watch, especially with the passionate crowds behind it. Just make it absolutely crazy for sure.
You got a couple more? First of all, I told that guy 561 he's welcome to plan tomorrow's show if he'd like. I asked him what he'd be interested in hearing about. 786 just says, go get Derrick Henry now.
So this Derrick Henry thing, first of all, we have now signed our top four running backs from last year.
Yeah, it doesn't look promising. Right?
Draft pick, maybe. Draft pick, not that all four guys going to be on the team, but yeah, outside of draft pick, it's kind of hard to imagine that we'd go get Henry. Now I say that, right? Like I never thought we'd get Jalen Ramsey, and maybe they will. I'll tell you who I was kind of disappointed with, that Thomas Morstead was really good punting. I mean, that guy was really good. And he's going to the Jets. So we signed Jake Bailey from the Patriots. We're just all rotating. The AFC East is just rotating guys here. We've got three Jets players now, and we're ready to go. Hey, listen, we got Jim Larrañaga going to join us coming up here. We'll talk to Jim Larrañaga about his team, the two wins, and everything else as they get set now to come home for a few days and get Omer back to 100% or close to it. But, man, I can't wait. Sweet 16 in back-to-back years for Jim Larrañaga. He joins us next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.